USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A closely watched double homicide trial of Kyle Rittenhouse coming to an end on Friday. Not guilty verdicts all around. That led to a number of protests over the weekend since. In several cities, though, it has stayed largely peaceful. Critics, including actor and activist John Leguizamo, say the outcome of the trial is a reflection of what he says is a broken criminal justice system.
His verdict is known as shooting while white, where the punishment is a free ride home and a hamburger. Because if Kyle had been a black or Latino kid, he wouldn't have lived long enough to make it to a trial. In a country where they shoot black kids for playing with toy guns.
The 18-year-old Rittenhouse maintains he killed two men and injured the third in self-defense last year during social justice protests in Kenosha. The prosecution had claimed that Rittenhouse purposely went to Kenosha to provoke violence. And this is you.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but it's the busiest travel week coming up of the... Well, okay, you've heard it before, but it is a very busy travel week with Thanksgiving coming up Thursday and some stormy weather is expected to affect a lot of people's travels. In the Midwest and later the upper Northeast, there will be heavy rain and high winds. Starting off the week, the conditions could cause air travel delays, just as tens of thousands of people across the nation are starting to head out for Thanksgiving. Travelers are advised to keep an eye on their airline's webpage to check for any possible flight delays. The IRS says almost all of the money it has seized through their criminal investigations unit over the past fiscal year was cryptocurrency, the unit recovering $3.5 billion in crypto over the fiscal year. That amounts to 93% of all its overall seizures. The Bureau is saying it expects it'll seize even more crypto next year. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
A message for lawmakers from a feminist activist who says stop promoting the abolition of biological sex or you're going to lose votes. Here's more from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
A lifelong feminist and Democrat gave a stark warning to her party. Stop promoting the abolition of biological sex or lose votes. My party has been pushing this gender identity agenda in law and throughout the society, and it's terrible for women and girls. Kara Dansky, president of the Women's Human Rights Campaign U.S. chapter, told Fox News.
The movement to sort of promote the idea that men can be women is fundamentally anti-feminist. It is anti-woman, and it is very politically regressive. Nonetheless, it is often assumed that people who promote the idea that men can be women are actually feminists, but that's a misunderstanding.
She said the U.S. is in the middle of a national crisis over the meanings of the words sex and gender.
President Biden marked Transgender Day of Remembrance on Saturday, issuing a statement that noted at least 46 transgender individuals in the U.S. were killed in what he calls horrific acts of violence this year. And the original Gerber baby is celebrating a milestone birthday as Ann Turner Cook became the first Gerber baby back in 1928. On Saturday, she turned 95. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.